All right, Dave Land, sponsored by
Twin Peaks and American Leak Detection.
Here is Dave.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, we've talked on this program a number of times about something that I discovered about myself that I thought was maybe just a unique psychosis that I had, mm-hmm. but turns out it is a very common phenomenon. I speak of the call of the void.
Yeah.
And we've talked about this on the show, that it manifested the first time I brought it up on the show. It manifested itself as I was walking through my neighborhood, and there were crews trimming trees around power lines, and they had the big industrial wood chipper that they were feeding all the branches into. And as I was walking by, I had the uncontrollable urge to break into a full sprint and dive headfirst into the wood chipper.
Just Pete Rose right into it.
Yeah, just power slide right in there. And so come to find out, the call of the void is a real thing, that these are sometimes confused with suicidal thoughts, but really it is just your brain signaling to your body that this is a dangerous situation and this is what could happen and you need to stay away. You need to steer clear of the danger.
I picture Dave running into the wood chipper, but not really getting high enough of a leap, and his head kind of hits just the little circle, that the entrance circle, right? And you just collapse there, and you didn't even make it into the wood chipper.
Right. And the more recent kind of fear that's gripped me, and it's at my house, I have a two-story home.
Wow.
DJ.
God, jeez.
And so I have these fearful thoughts as I'm carrying my infant son and I'm walking down the hall, and there's a spot where it's open to the living room in the first floor, and I have these horrible thoughts that I'm going to trip and throw him up in the air and he's going to fly over the railing down to the floor below. And so
the first thing you do when you trip is heave your baby. Yeah.
The exact opposite of what your instinct should be.
Right. So, you know, it's still a part of my life.
Oh my God.
I still have to deal with it. But going back to my original scenario of the wood chipper, I had at some point, after I told the story on the air, whenever it was, I had a P1 send me this story, because we were like, has that ever happened? Well, in fact, it has happened. So this story is from 2008, and it's from Roseville, Minnesota.
Oh, my God.
So there was a crew that was trimming trees and, you know, throwing branches into the wood chipper. And they said there was this guy, a 5'11", 6 foot tall, skinny guy with scraggly brown hair, just looked like an ordinary guy, but he was just kind of hanging around. He was just maybe doing circles around the block, and just they kept noticing him. And several times they told him, you know, hey, you need to steer clear. You know, their branches might be falling. This is dangerous equipment. And so they were yelling at him to please stay back. And so they said it looked like he was contemplating, but then at some point he started jogging, then broke into a full sprint, and then dove head first, arms like diving from a diving board,
Superman.
Arms over his head,
oh.
Supermaned into the wood chipper.
Oh, my God.
And so
does that take you, well, I mean, I guess you're going to tell us, but in my head, are you instantly
goop?
Yeah, goo.
Did he live?
So
dumb question.
So the crew chief, a guy named Josh Thompson, jumps down. He was up in the bucket or up on the ladder. He jumps down from his spot 13 feet up, and he yanks the safety lever to shut the machine down. But the guy, his arm and shoulder are already pulled into the teeth of the machine, and the giant block-shaped teeth are about to close on his head. But he was alive.
So not a stupid question, DJ.
Thank you. So they pull him out.
Oh, with no arms?
But they said his right arm, shoulder, and chest were badly mangled. But they said there was hardly any blood.
That, I'm confused. Was that it cauterized instantly?
I guess it was just mushed. I don't know. Like, maybe his skin wasn't really broken.
Yeah.
I don't know
Can
how
Can you
that...
imagine the pain?
I don't understand the sequence of events here to where he could get down from wherever he was, the worker, shut this off before the guy was destroyed.
Like, he probably saw it coming and jumped down as the guy's diving in and shut the machine off. Like, there's one button or whatever, a lever that shuts it off as he's in mid-flight.
And so he was a 20-year-old guy, and police arrive on the scene, and obviously they conclude that he was attempting suicide.
By wood chipper.
And he
what
was
a terrible plan.
He was taken to a local hospital, and they were unsure whether he would survive. And I could not find an update. I don't know if the guy ever lived or died. But it has indeed, in fact, happened. And they say in this story that suicide by wood chipper at that time was not unheard of. So this was 2008. They said in 2001, a 43-year-old Canadian woman, she left a 4-page suicide note before throwing herself into a wood chipper on the family farm in Ottawa.
Why that?
So many better ways to kill yourself than that.
And before that, in 2000, a guy in Phoenix killed himself with a wood chipper, and he tried to drag his fiancée in with him. So it was a wood chipper murder-suicide. She escaped and survived. But he jumped into the wood chipper and is trying to pull her in
with
him.
As he's being chopped up, he's still got a hold of her or whatever.
Awesome.
I'm going to love you forever.
God, man. That is so messed up.
Yeah, and they in the story, they're talking to the reporter, and this is a witness who lived nearby the accident. And he said,
this is the original guy that you're talking about.
Yeah. Okay, this is from the 2008 event, and so an eyewitness. He said, have you seen the movie Fargo? He said, I saw his feet in the air, something you would never imagine happening. His arms were dangling, his guts were hanging out, his head was cut up. And then the guy who represented the brand of wood chipper said, there's no way on earth to prevent that kind of intentional entry into the machine.
Yeah.
Because you have to have an opening big enough to throw in these giant branches. And so that... it's not like you can put a safety screen in.
Yeah, I want you to imagine, though, because we've all seen the wood chipper in action. Like you said, Dave, the size of branches that go in there and how heavy a lot of those branches are.
And then sawdust comes out.
They're turned to mincemeat in less than a second. What that could do to a human body, a fleshy, gooey human body.
Just a red mist.
Dude, it's soup.
Yeah, that was what the scene was in
Fargo.
Fargo.
Yeah, it was. He's jamming the leg in there or whatever.
It's so disturbing.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so it is not unprecedented that my bizarre fear of wood chippers is founded because it has happened at least 3 times that I could find.
And they are a kick-ass machine, but the danger involved in the wood chipper, just in general, and I guess they're set up now to where you could never get your sleeve caught, but what if it does? What if I don't know. It just seems like there's a... Well, it's almost not worth it.
If you've ever taken a close look like I have...
Oh, no, Dave.
They do have a safety lever on the outside of the bucket and on the inside. So if you do... like get your sleeve caught on a branch or something and getting pulled in, there is a string inside that you can pull to stop the teeth if you are actually being pulled in.
And does it look like when it's sitting still and not being functional, like a shark's mouth, like just razors coming down everywhere?
They're interlocking blocks. And remember, we had the story on Community Quick Hits not too long ago where a guy got pulled into like a trash compactor.
Yes.
Like he fell in
yeah.
at a UPS facility or something. And so it very similar technology to the wood chipper, but it's like two wheels with those teeth that converge, and you just dump stuff and it gets pulled into the center. But very similar technology where you have these giant metal teeth and they just shear everything that comes in between them.
We just had a guy call the studio. I didn't get his name, but he said he got his hand caught in a wood chipper, lost two fingers, and it didn't bleed.
That is so bizarre.
What the hell, man? That makes it even creepier.
That is creepy.
You don't even bleed.
I'm completely rethinking how I'm going to kill myself. This is not desirable at all.
No.
I'm not trying to walk away from this.
No.